So the session is winding down and lawmakers are getting ready to head back to their districts, but they don't have a budget yet, right? What's the latest on that?
Well, the lawmakers are deadlocked over expanding Medicaid. The House version of the budget expands Medicaid to 400,000 people who live in poverty or with disabilities. The Senate budget does not, and so they're at loggerheads. And so what's essentially going to happen is they're going to leave town without passing a budget and come back at some later date, as yet to be determined, and pass a budget at that time. Now, this has happened before. Way back in 2004, you may remember, there was a budget impasse over the sales tax. Mark Warner eventually was able to get that. Then again in 2014, right after Terry McAuliffe was elected, there was an impasse over Medicaid, like today, and McAuliffe was unable to get that. So this idea that they could end the session without passing a budget and come back and do it later is has obviously happened before. I spoke to Republican Senator Bill Stanley of Franklin County about where they are right now, and this is what he said.
We won't know what we've done until the governor puts his signature on things that have passed out of both chambers. We won't know whether we've done right or not until we get a budget passed and we find some common ground so that our localities will know what money they have to spend on schools and public safety.
So as you heard there, Stanley mentioned the role of the governor. This is actually really important because the governor has a very key role here. He can amend any of these bills in any way that he sees fit. It's a hugely important part of the role of being governor. Virginia's governor actually is one of the most powerful governors in the nation, which is why they have that one-term only limit.
The Republicans are still in control of both the House and the Senate, despite some major gains by the Democrats last year. What have they been able to accomplish?
Well, they're standing firm against gun control. They're standing firm against any movement on transgender rights. I spoke to Republican Senator Dick Black of Leesburg about what Republicans have been able to accomplish this session. This is what he told me.
Stability for businesses, the business community, can take some satisfaction that we have not done any radical zigs or zags that are going to affect them.
So as you can see there, Black says Republicans have provided stability. And, you know, in Virginia, there's always another election around the corner. There's going to be an election this year. There's going to be another very key election next year. So I would imagine that Republicans next year might end up campaigning on the theme of stability in government for 2019.
Okay, so what about the Democrats? More than a dozen seats. What are they able to accomplish with those new numbers?
Well, not quite a lot in terms of accomplishing new things, but they have been able to prevent things from going on, more extreme measures that Republicans might be interested in doing. Here's what Minority Leader David Toscano of Charlottesville had to say about that.
We were able to stop some things that would not be so good, like putting more guns in churches. And that's the power of 49.
So when he says the power of 49, what he's talking about there is 49 members. The Democrats have 49, the Republicans have 51. So the Democrats have some sort of newfound power. They're not in the majority, but they've been able to sort of stand in the way of more extreme measures Republicans might be interested in doing. And perhaps more significantly, they might be on the verge of actually expanding Medicaid, which is something they've been wanting to do for many years.
So what about all those new members? What have they been up to?
Well, it's hit or miss. Some of the new members have not been able to accomplish all that much. There are two freshman members who will end the session with zero bills they have passed. One member, though, has been particularly successful. That's Delegate Jay Jones of Norfolk. I asked him about his first session, and this is what he told me.
Well, you know, I think every day it's very surreal to go set foot on the floor of the oldest continually active legislative body in the Western Hemisphere. But, you know, I've been so thrilled with how everyone has come together to work on some really meaningful legislation.
So when he says come together, he means that literally. Jones got four bills to the governor's desk this year. Four. That's a lot more than many members who are around here a lot longer are able to get to the governor's desk.
All right. Well, the session may be over, but it sounds like the politics, especially the politics on the budget, are still moving forward.
That's right. They certainly are.
Well, I am sure you will keep us posted.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you.